When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Trade deadline coming up on Tuesday next week. Tuesday, middle of the afternoon, I want to say 3 o'clock local time. I'd be shocked if the Texans didn't make any moves before the trade deadline. I would be very, very surprised. And I'm not saying it's left guard, which I know if we were to put up a poll. And in fact, we may need to do that. Seth, you kind of informally polled your social media audience before we had Nick on a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it seemed like defensive back was sort of an overwhelming reply to that.
Yeah.
Should I put up a more formal poll as to what people want for the trade deadline, do you think?
Yeah, and I think right now it's going to end up being left guard more so than defensive back, which is going to be ironic because last night, I mean, the death blow by the Jets was when Jalen Petrie was manned up on Devontae freaking Adams, which was the nightmare scenario that I kept warning you about, Sean, was that, man, okay, Petrie he's good as a nickel linebacker. But he's not a cornerback.
Right.
Never was a cornerback in the NFL. If you call him your slot corner, you are putting a safety slash linebacker in the slot versus Devontae Adams and expecting him to go man. And that wasn't a cover zero blitz or anything. That was just good old school, single high safety. And you've got a five-man pass rush. And Jalen Petrie's going to be manned up on Devontae Adams. What do you expect? I mean, this is that's the nightmare scenario that I've been terrified about ever since they started this experiment with him in training camp. And we could see in training camp that when Jalen Petrie was lining up in the slot against Tank Dell or Stephon Diggs or Nico Collins, he couldn't hack it.
It was ugly. Yeah.
So, yeah, you need more guys. Right now, you've got two safeties as you're basically the guys that you're charging with playing man in for vast portions. And it was nice when you're in the minor leagues. It was nice when you were going against the Bills' depleted wide receiving core. It's nice versus the Patriots or teams like that. I would even throw the Packers out there in terms of their top-end receiving talent isn't nearly
not
what
elite.
The
yeah.
not what the Jets have.
Yeah.
But it's gonna bite you.
Yeah.
It's gonna bite you, and it's gonna embarrass you on nationally streamed television. That's
yes.
Right. Nationally streamed.
Nationally streamed.
Maybe embarrassed in front of the entire internet and local television.
The web. So trade deadline coming up on Tuesday. And we already know who some of the teams are that are open for business. Two of them are in your division. I don't know, you know, I don't know what the stomach is for GMs with the whole trading inside the division thing is these days. I'm not sure. But Tennessee,
it's an individual thing.
I mean, Tennessee traded DeAndre Hopkins. Jacksonville traded Cam Robinson for day three picks. So they're both clearly open for business, right?
You know, look. I think Caserio comes from New England. Belichick was never bashful about trading within the division, and other than the Jets, who he just despises, but they would make trades within the division. I don't know. There's a relationship there with the GM in Tennessee, and Tennessee is obviously very much in a reset year. So I think maybe perhaps something like that could happen. But there's a wide array of possibilities.
I am going to put as the four choices on this the four choices on this Pender poll that I'll put up during the break here. I'm going to put guard. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put wide receiver.
Yeah.
I'm going to put defensive back.
Okay.
And then I'll put other. Okay. And if it's other, then have them reply. Because you can only do
have
four choices.
Have them reply, too. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll have you, if it's other.
I notice these people that are super online with their social media, they love that engagement rate. That's what you got to go for that.
I got to go for the engagement rate. Hey, yeah. What did you think of my appearance on the opening credits last night?
It was everything we expected it to be, which was awesome but brief. It basically sounded like the debriefing that I give Brandy after any one of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that was spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, was it really? Mm-hmm. It just seemed like I just, so we're done.
Right.
And I'm like, yep. And it was incredible.
And then
because you were on screen for all of about like 1.5 seconds, right? But you looked good.
Thanks.
The camera, I mean, they got those right high-powered NFL Films cameras up in your face.
Right
up
in my
you looked
face.
Good.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate
it. But it was like 1.5 seconds.
It wasn't long. Yeah.
And I knew at that moment that the Texans were going to win by at least four touchdowns.
Yeah, you kind of set me up there. You're like, Texans by 50. Sean made the opening credits, and I'm like, oh, boy.
I've already blamed you this morning.
I know.
I called you a diva.
You're not alone. Yeah.
Trying to get your 1.5 seconds of screen time.
Oh, yeah. No, they've
already. The amount of money they put into these things. You guys got to understand, NFL Films was in there with us for an hour. They got three workers. And they were in studio for a half hour, but they had to be there before the show and then breaking down and everything, travel to it and everything. And they did that for all of 1.5 seconds of screen time.
It's incredible.
For the intro.
It's, yeah. It is the level of meticulousness that goes into it. I mean, I don't know. Like,
season two of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Part of me is like, okay, is that a good use of resources there? You know,
They should hire whoever organizes all of that, because so much of these productions, it takes the interviews that they're doing during training camp. They're kind of cataloging them and getting them ready for a production and everything.
Right.
You know, we could tell at training camp a couple times there were producers from national broadcasts that were there just to ask questions that day mm-hmm. that they can use in Sunday Night Football or what have you. They should have that person coach the offensive line.
Oh,
that's an attention to detail.
Is it ever, dude?
That frankly seems to be lacking around these parts.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Like, that would be. That would be amazing. They fire Chris Strauser, but they hire that Chris that was here filming us the other morning for NFL. Mm-hmm. Now, he was actually in the NFL. Chris, the guy filming us, he was a wide receiver for the Chiefs back in the day. Chris Wilson.
He was a wide receiver?
He was a wide receiver,
He's a big wide receiver. He's not a fat guy. He's a big guy.
No, he's big. He's he's kind of thick. Yeah. He's kind of muscular.
I was going to ask if he was a defensive end or something.
He played at the University of Pittsburgh with Larry Fitzgerald back in the early 2000s. Yeah.
Taught him everything he knows.
That's what he told us. Yeah. No, he didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that.
He definitely didn't say that.
So that was the fun part of last night.
Yeah.
And then it was fun for a little while. It was fun when Malachi Corley dropped the football.
Yeah, when did it stop being fun? For you last night, like
I mean, it was never fun. Even after Malachi Corley, because you know what the problem was? Three guys on defense got collapsed for Malachi Corley to run in and stop himself at the goal line.
There were,
you know,
yes, no.
We owe more to Sir Isaac Newton, and before Sir Isaac Newton, gravity didn't exist. It was a mess everywhere. But then he invented gravity, and then it allowed that ball to fall to the turf. Thank you, Sir Isaac Newton.
Yeah,
thank you.
Everybody's floating around in space, and Sir Isaac Newton grabs an apple, and he like drops it, and like, oh.
He said, I'm going to invent gravity.
Yeah.
And someday, Malachi Corley, Great name, by the way. We'll gift the Texans 7 points.
Thanks to gravity.
That was a 7-point swing right there.
Yep.
And he did us the honor of letting it roll out of the end zone to be sure it was a touchback. Yes.
The reason I asked you when did that game stop becoming fun for you last night is because that game was never fun for me last night.
Yeah.
There were so many points in that game. And there's something about that stadium that makes it less fun because you're nervous every play that one of your guys is going to get hurt. But I looked over to, you know, our boss was up there. We were watching the game up here in the live lounge, and our boss was up here. A few other T-Mill was up here, and there were so many times I looked at them and I said, I am not enjoying this. Even when the Texans were winning, I'm like, I just want to get the hell out of here with a win. I am not enjoying this right now.
No. The very beginning of that game was everything that Thursday Night Football has come to promise you, and that you can expect. Was it looked so much like the Jets were playing the worst version of the Jets, and that this was going to be a battle of which team can avoid the most catastrophes.
Right.
It really was. It was narrowly averted catastrophes left and right at the beginning, and that's what kept the game close. And yet, so what I expected in the second half if the Texans lost that game would be that there would be a couple of really weird occurrences, because there were recipes for it. Kadar Holman, for God knows what reason, as the punt returner or as a blocker, was like still trying to block a guy that was going to touch the ball down and came precariously close to touching it with his leg or something.
Yeah.
That would have been an all-time idiotic move if that had turned into a touchdown.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what the hell he was doing back there. So there's that. But no, it ended up just being an absolute drubbing in the second half. The Jets systematically worked their way down the field 3 times in a row. They had 3 meaningful possessions when the game was still in contest, and they scored a touchdown on a sustained drive every single time in the second half. The offense doing its part, as we've come to expect, and as they had for the 2 previous games, didn't even score a touchdown in the second half.
Yep.
You can't even score a single damn touchdown in the second half.
6 all season. 6 second half touchdowns in 9 games. It's just, it's unacceptable. It's remarkable in a bad way. It's really bad.
Second quarter, Sean. That's when games are won in the NFL. Got to win it in the second quarter.
I suppose.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.